What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 degrees, Miami Hurricanes football barbershop talk. It's your guy Larry, here with the gang. Good weekend, man. Still picking Gate out of our teeth. Told me it wasn't gonna be sweet. Didn't look how I thought it was gonna look, but it still looked very dominant. Looked a little different than I envisioned, but dominance was all over that field. We're gonna get into it, man. Got my main man, real field general. I don't know why I keep choking. Pause.
What's good,
people? Man, we back. Another victory over the Reptiles. We kicking ass in the state. You know what I'm saying? We gonna chop it up about those suckers.
I just wish we could fast forward one more week. I'm ready to get to somebody doing a lot of fat mouthing, boy.
Yeah, I'm ready to get it over with, man. Ooh,
I cannot wait to beat them people. But one week at a time, we on the bye after this. But I can't wait to beat those guys. Cause they I love washing off that 2-10 got them smelling themselves something real awful right now, boy. Anyways, D-Rob here with us, not chefing it up right now, but he is definitely joining us. Say what's up to the people.
And what's going on, everybody, man? Great win on Saturday, man. And I'm just excited. I'm excited. I predict the split at the beginning of the year when we did our predictions. We 4-0. So, hey, man, don't be up.
Hey, I predicted all wins except one. I threw one. I still, and like I said, if it go the way I called it, still feeling real good. Still feeling real good. X had us undefeated, I think. So our schedule is looking real. I had it at 11-1. I'm looking at it right now. I had to jot it down on my pad right here. I had the loss at Louisville. I had them sneaking a Friday night game on. But we'll see. Shout out to be determined. Right now, 1 week at a time, 1-0 again.
We get a bye, an early bye at that. Like it's the fifth week of football. We get a bye, get some of our players back off injury. And focus on the team we got coming up. That's Leon County. I call them the fake Indians. You know what I'm saying? I don't call them the N O L E word. That's not. I call them the fake Indians. Just what they are.
Yeah. Hold on, man. You're coming in hot.
Got the win against the Reptiles this weekend, man. They talked all that offseason. The Heisman contender DJ. They got every position group is better than every position group we have. And me and Larry all said it. Like, one, y'all head coach is still calling plays. I don't know why y'all confident. Y'all should be being confident.
I told him. I told him, bro. I had to kick you guys. Like, you coming in echoing a lot. I know you're trying to join us. If you get to the crib, maybe you get a better position. Pause once again. I'm going insane at the beginning of the show.
Crazy.
Crazy. I'm out of here, yo. try to get back with us, but yeah, it's coming in like you hear a lot of wind and echoing, bro. We tried to tell them like the call was coming from within the house, like y'all kept acting like there was gonna be some great shift because I guess the big shift was DJ Lagwick was supposed to take this huge jump, and the general consensus was, and it's the funny part. This guy to go. We was talking about pre-show. How people talk out both sides of their mouth. How the narrative swap back and forth. The reason they was feeling themselves so much, number two, and it wasn't just them, because like I said on the previous show, that's when I quit fucking with Josh Pate. When he said he was putting together his all Pate State team, and he started with Lagway, I said, yeah, I got to go, bro. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Man threw 12 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. We saw this same movie, only it starred Anthony Richardson the previous time. You have to produce. It can't just be potential. And this is why they're supposed to be so damn good. But again, like we said, we weren't scared because we're like, well, shit, he got an OC? Oh, well, then shit, it don't matter what talent that kid got. And I do think he has some talent. My advice to DJ Lagway, red shirt, go and sit down, man. Get out of town. Go get your mind right. Go see a sports psychologist. And, you know, go transfer to another school because your coach gone anyway. So you might as well go on and find your better situation, man. Lay low. Get your head together. Get healthy. Get healed up nice. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I know that just from watching some of the throws he made, he in his head. Like, he's throwing some real errant passes that I'm like, that's not that hard to throw, bro.
Yeah, he's second guessing everything he do. I mean, you know, I play a quarterback, and one thing about it is once you start second guessing, when you're throwing the ball, you defeated already. You know what I'm saying? You defeated. So I don't know. I think, yeah, well, if he's gonna sit the rest of the season, that's good. I think he's defeated enough where if he keeps playing, it's gonna kind of mess his career up. You know what right. I'm saying? Because it's like, I don't know if he gets better from what he's doing now. Like, it's going to be hard. Like, it's hard to turn around what he's doing right now.
Right, and you think previous game, 5 picks. You go for 5 picks, then you go into Miami.
61 yards.
Tough road game. 61 yards, bro. Like, that's – it's hard to believe in yourself after that. You start to talk going, I don't know, man. Maybe I ain't that good. Maybe they jumped the gun. And so, yeah, I think he gotta, you know, get his head together. I mean, he probably tried it out there again, but
shout out to his team though. They took him out to eat on Wednesday. I heard they took him out to eat on Wednesday.
Bro,
eat on Wednesday.
Come on, man. I said, how many times I heard that from at least 15 news sources before the game, and then Holly Rowe come on TV. His team took him out to Mexican. Well, I guess we're done for. First off, if he's the one failing the team, why the fuck is the team taking him out of them?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be like, hey, man, I like to take all y'all boys out. Y'all mind fellowshipping with me, man? And let's try to, you know, get on the same page. Instead, that tells me something, too. That told me something, too. That means he down in the dumps. And they trying to pick him up. Like, hey, man, we got a whole season to play. Right. So I understand where they're coming from.
Like, hey, it's almost like he just dead. And they like, man, listen, man, you still on the team. We still gonna fight for you. You know, and he just got like no confidence at all. So it's like they trying to build him up. Like, you the quarterback. Like, how is they trying to build you up? You the quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Quarterback like, got to be the leader. What do we hear about Cam? Leader, tone setter. What we heard about Dorsey, run the team. When you got a good team, it's got to be quarterback led. Quarterback has to set the tone. Remember we said about Van Dyke? Man, not that vocal kind of.
Yeah, like, he don't want none of that. Yeah.
He don't want no smoke. He don't want no smoke. You got to have a quarterback that's getting your face, set the tone, set the standard. And even if he play a bad game, he's going to be accountable. But the standard doesn't change. It don't get to be like, oh, we can just play like shit now because I played like shit. So, I think career rehab for him would be the best bet. I mean, we all know Billy not going to make it out this year. Like, it's just not going to happen. They roll the dice. They spend all the money unwisely. As you know, like, again, many of us try to say, don't waste all that money on them high school kids. They could just leave anyway. They can just go. Right, so you dumping all this money. Okay, you outbid us for Drake Stubbs. Cool. I mean, God bless him. And then he got put on the Jumbotron because, you know, he got set up. And I seen it then. That's why I ain't reposted. Once I thought about it, I was like, he set this little boy up. He don't even know it. Because when we bust that ass, guess what video going to make the rounds all over again? You want to be in a better situation, right? You think that's a better situation? Really? Huh? Ain't looking like it, man. But let's get into the particulars a little bit. You know, starting from the top, man, D-Rod, I want your take. As you got, you probably got the freshest take. I rewatched the game. I only was able to find a condensed version though before today. I couldn't find the full game anywhere. But what's your thoughts on just quarterback play in this game?
I think as far as just both quarterbacks or just Beck?
Just ours. Just from we talk about the other guys. Yeah. I think we just did. We're not done talking. I don't want to beat the kid down no more.
Yeah.
I do Gladway real quick. Ass. All right. Now you go ahead. Okay. Give me
some. Hey, so honestly, I think I think it's a mixture of play calling and also some of Beck decisions. But I also get that it was raining, ball was a little bit slippery, some stuff got away. The interception he threw, I think that it was a great play by Cormani, but I think Daniels could have flattened, if he would have flattened his route a little bit more than what he did, because he kind of drifted. If he would have flattened his route, I think he would have made that catch. Beck was missing a few open throws. I guess he realized that he does have a tight end because Lofton made some good throws, made some clutch throws. I mean, not throws. He made some clutch catch. He made some good catches. They got us some yards. It could have been a little better. I also kind of expected him to kind of struggle a bit. And the reason why I say that is because he's already played Florida twice. Right. So they're familiar with him. They know what he does. So I didn't expect him to have this 300 yard passing three times. I didn't expect that. I thought it was going to be an efficient game. It was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got the feel, the way he played is I got the feeling kind of Cam last year. Cam had a bit of a better game, but he didn't throw for a whole bunch of yards. He didn't have a whole bunch of passing touchdowns. We relied on the running game because that was working. So I think that it wasn't as bad, but I do think he needs to, you know, he'll have at least two weeks. To go over and see a few mistakes he made, but I also think that Dawson didn't do him a whole lot of favors sometimes.
No doubt. What you got, Ed?
Offensively they knew the Gators was going to keep everything in front, so it was like let's keep everything in front, keep it vanilla, not make mistakes. You know what I'm saying, Bet? Was kind of frustrated because he did, you know, he wants to throw the ball down the field. He wants to make big plays and stuff like that. So that's why you see a lot of the throws. It's like, okay, yeah, man, this is not really where I want to throw the ball, but I'm going to throw it here. And then when you're thinking about it, then it's like, okay, yeah, now it's a low throw, stuff like that. So, like you just said, D-Rob, yeah, Dawson didn't give him, you know what I'm saying, the benefit of the doubt to make those throws. The Gators, they had a good defensive plan. They actually came with almost the same game plan as Florida State did last year on us with Cam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And just that was Cam's probably worst game.
Yeah, keep everything in front. You know, if they're going to run the ball, we got studs up front, and they thought their studs could out-stud our studs. It was stupid. But, you know what I'm saying? He had a bad game. That's it. You know, he had a bad game. I mean, everybody's human, you know what I'm saying? We got to stop thinking people don't have bad games, you know what I'm saying? The one thing I said was he had a bad game and we still won, you know, and that's the important part, you know what I'm saying? So
it could have been worse, remember?
It could have been a TVD.
They stole seven from us.
Yeah, it could have been a TVD type game, you know what I'm saying?
They stole seven and then we mercied out at the end. Now, Mario had a little more time. He got tagged another little three on there just on some petty shit. Him and Billy, you know, they got relationships, so he's like, I ain't gonna do Billy.
Yeah, him and Billy cool. Him and Billy cool.
He's like, all right, Bill, I'm gonna get on out of here now. I'll be honest with you. I know they're gonna talk, so I really want to get seven more just to, you know, like put some of that shit talk to the bed, but he took mercy on his boy and said, all right, man, we just gonna kneel out and get up out of here.
Hey, I tell you what, don't be surprised if you don't see Billy on Miami sideline next to them, help a Mario coach, help a Mario recruit.
I'll take that.
He's a good recruiter, I think.
Yeah.
I, as an offensive analyst, you know, just something like, because I don't want him making no decision. But, you know, really, the only reason I want to bring him in, recruit. I still think he's a good recruiter. So bring him on in, and he'd be recruiting for some shit that don't look like shit. My take on quarterback play, it was just with Beck, you know, and you made another good point that I kind of dismissed because they don't rain in every game, right? So I think we had just little things off, even as simple as the handoff from the center who screwed up a couple of times. Then you got to also include, you know, the ball maybe getting away from him a few times because he has several low throws and he has several deflected passes. And I'm like, yo, you're 6'4". Like, this ain't Kyler Murray up there, dog. I don't want to see all them damn deflected passes up front. And I think the biggest part of those were the timing of them, right? So, like, even when he threw the two picks last week versus USF, none of them, they didn't matter. You know, one of them I really don't put on him. I put it, like, on the play caller, but I still think he pressed it a little bit. Like, the one that got caught up between, I think it was Tony Johnson and Malachi.
Yeah,
Tony,
Malachi
jumped through the damn building and tipped that damn ball. I know he was like, damn, I can take that little motherfucker, get up there, and tipped it. But, yeah, I think that was my biggest problem with Carson. But you brought up a point that I was going to say as well, D-Rob, in that, yeah, Florida's familiar with him. And some teams got your number. Some teams just kind of give you hell. So I didn't expect – I'm like you. I didn't expect him to go crazy. I was hoping for a nice 200 to 220-yard game for Carson and try to get the other 200, 200, 250 on the ground was my dream scenario in this situation. And I thought we might get him to quit. You know, I mentioned that last time, and that could work out that way. But, yeah, the Gators got his number, so they held him in check pretty well. You know, like I said, hell of a play by Cormani, but it was the timing of the bad throws that was more bothersome to me. And we had a couple of drops that didn't help either. I want to pivot real quick to tight end since it got brought up a little bit earlier. I like that we drew up some stuff for Elijah Lofton. He maximized on those opportunities. I think you're going to see more of that. You know, X we said he's going to lead the lead team. And, you know, after seeing what he did, I'm like, yeah, let's just use him more. I just think we're not utilizing him like we could. Like, I don't see why not. Just because he is that matchup, you know, that mismatch just because of the hands and the power after the run and the ability to route run. I thought he had a good, solid game and really helped contribute to the W. Some key clutch catches, but
yeah, we can't. I mean, I don't want them to throw the ball to 87 no more. Like,
I 87, and I texted, we were watching the game. I was texting in the group chat. I was like, "Hey, yo, what is 87 doing?" And I think when I said that, it was like a run play, and he just kind of walked into the middle of the wash and had his hands by his side. I'm like, What are you like? What were you supposed to do on that play? Because it didn't look like you tried to attack nobody to block. You know, you got to drop. I'm kind of over the 87 so far. I don't see his benefit at this point in time. I think you bring him in for a red zone threat, possibly. But hell, I've been more impressed with Luka Gilbert and his little bit of showing we done seen from him. I mean, I don't know what the coaching decision will ultimately come down to, you know, because we got a bye week this week. So, you know, they got some time to figure a few things out. But, yeah, I was very impressed with, you know, Lofton's contributions. But I was very unimpressed with Ballman, man. What you think? What you think on that, X?
Yeah, no, I was happy they was getting the ball to number 9, Lofton.
That's our guy.
I was like, man, because and the thing is, like, again, when I said I watched all the games, man, it looked like the Titans are open every play. They open all the time. I just don't know why he's not throwing the ball. Yeah, I'm happy they getting the ball to Lofton, but that 87, yeah, I don't want them to throw the ball his way no more. He almost made me cringle, like how when they was throwing the ball to old man last year. Like,
hey, old man caught it though.
Well, yeah, at least he caught
he's
it.
Slow.
At least
he caught he's it. Slow. He's not going to create a lot afterwards. Hell, he got our first touchdown last year.
But this guy, man, I don't even know if he's looking for the ball because it's like he just out there just.
Yeah, I feel like he's just running around.
Yeah, he just out there. Yeah. It don't look like he know what's going on. He just running the route and saying, okay, let me just run over here.
When I get the full replay, I'm going to take a screenshot of that play I was talking about where he just is. I'm pretty sure it was a run play. Either way, he had a blocking assignment. And I was just like, brother, what are you doing? He just looked like he was spinning around. And, you know, I remember Beck threw one to him, and his look in his face was like, man, what the fuck is you doing? Like, he definitely was like, oh. Yeah. He definitely was like, what the fuck are you doing? Got to tighten up there, man. I want to see, you know, we played a young guy last year in Lofton. If he don't tighten up in this bye week, I think it's time to, you know, give some of them snaps away. And maybe look at some of the younger guys on the roster and give them those opportunities. If that's all you're going to give us up until this point, you got any thoughts on that on the tight end spot, D-Rock?
I tell my outside of Lofton.
Just in general, just how they played in this game.
Like I said, I mentioned it. Like I think Lofton did his thing with the opportunities that he had. He needs more of those opportunities, and I hope that they give it to him. Bowman, I like what I seen from Luca Gilbert. Put him in to play that role that he plays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got the size.
Yeah, he got the size. Kid like 6'7". You know what I'm saying? Right. Like 6'7". So I wouldn't mind that. Shoot. Yeah, man, that's really it. Just the Bowman. Like, I'm pretty sure they're gonna be in film today. If they wasn't in film today, they're gonna zero in on him. Man, look at you. What your stupid ass doing?
We got some explaining to do. We got to figure out
some explaining to do. What you doing? So, you know.
We'll look at pivot over. Take a look at the O-line in general. What's your thoughts on the O-line play?
O-line play was good. You know, they keep trying to bring up these plays when they see Francis. And they think it's holding, but you know, if you look at it, the rule book, it's not holding because when the defensive player rips through,
yeah, he's doing a rip move, yeah.
His hands are already in place, so the defensive player ripped through, and it's not a holding. That's a actual block. So you know the
they just have to move their feet.
Yeah, the non-football people, they don't know. They just think it's a holding, and it's not.
And to that point, it was SEC refs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll carry him. So,
outside of 52, O-line played pretty good. 52, I guess I would put it's raining. The rain kind of made him snap infractions and all that. I guess I'd give him that much. Because the first three games, he played pretty good, but this game, yeah. So other than that, the O-line played pretty good. My guy Cooper, man, he just continues to beat up and bully people. I don't know why Kamani tried to hit my dog in the knees and stuff like that, but yeah, O-line played pretty good to me.
What you got, D-Rod?
Again, I was kind of disappointed with how Brockenmeier with those false starts, but I think they said something. I guess Florida was simulating the snap count. Simulating the snap count. So it's like
they got that from South Florida because South Florida was doing that too.
Yeah. So that's something that they need to kind of look at and focus on. Other than that, like, the offensive line was dominant, man. Like, they was bullying them people.
A lot
man.
Of bullying, man.
It was a lot of bullying going on.
I see the big giant over there, man. Marquise Bell he was beating the hell out of his player.
Yep.
He would beat hell out of Sapp all game, man. I'm like, y'all talking about Sapp is better than who, man? Oh, come on, man.
Man, Sapp went over there and hugged our coach at the end, man. And cried. He let a few tears. Like, coach, man, I ain't know it's going to be like this, man.
I bet he was injecting Taylor like, man, coach, I should have just transferred. I should have came.
Did he play for him? Where on Sapp?
Yeah.
He played for Sapp at St. Thomas.
At St. Thomas. JT was the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. I was wondering why I figured he had to because I saw him talking. I was like, well, they must have a relationship. But I didn't realize Sapp went to St. Thomas. Okay.
Yep.
I thought O-line play was pretty good in general. You know, I did still like, despite a lot of these screenshot holds, I still thought that Miley Noah got a few, you know, to clean up. It's a little, and this is nitpicking, so it was a little bit frustrating to see just like we talked about center, you know, with the miscues there, whatever. But I mean, ultimately, the one thing, you know, and this would be a kind of a theme for me for the whole season and a measure of a good team to me is, one good thing I say you can always measure a good team by is teams don't come in and do what they don't do against you, right? So we knew Florida had a pass rush issue. They're stout up front. They got big bodies up front, very physical at the point of attack. They don't have a pass rush. Well, then they shouldn't have a pass rush against us. You know, same thing could be said about, like, say, South Florida the previous week. South Florida got some explosive plays off, but one thing South Florida been bad at, one reason they barely beat the Gators is they're bad in the red zone. Well, don't let them come to your house and start being good in the red zone all of a sudden. So the fact that our O-line still stood very stout against the pass rush, you know, and even with their absences, they had some guys that were pushing, you know, some young guys that's probably getting the hell out of Gainesville. They was definitely on their audition tape shit, you know, because they knew the kind of O-line they was going up against. That did create some havoc. But ultimately, one sack was given up. That was a coverage sack. He had plenty of time pretty much on that play and probably should have just took off running to the left. But, you know, again, maybe another mistake by Carson for the day. We might have just choked on, you know, making a decision at that time. But, man, the run blocking was elite. Just leaning on shit, just pushing, bullying. I mean, we pushed piles all game. Like, it was just like, all right, look, just everybody stack up. We stronger than them. We bigger than them. We just going to move them out of the way, and then we'll just get up on the other side of what we're trying to be. And it showed all game. And I think that's why I was never nervous in the game. But I was like, well, they can't really stop us repeatedly. The only time they got the stops on us is when we had some of the errant, you know, throws or where we were missing those type situations. But as long as we was running the rock, they could not consistently stop us. And that a big reason for that is how the offensive line showed up blocking. And, you know, speaking of blocking as well, the wide receiver group didn't get off, you know, like, you know, one might have hoped. I didn't really expect per se, but one might have hoped we got to air the ball out a little bit. You know, Daniels missed one. I thought, you know, very uncharacteristic for him. One that hit him pretty much right in the hands. I could have kept a drive going. But in general, I think they played decent, given the opportunity and given the opponent. But I was super impressed with the blocking, especially with the little baby boy who just turned 18, man. Me and the fiance, man, we done adopted Malachi, man. That's our favorite little player, bro. Love dude, man. Oh, she be excited as hell. What's Tony at? I'm like, yeah, man, look, he making plays, man. He had Sharif Denson so mad. He got out of character swinging on him. He was bullying his ass, man, in that block game, man.
Yeah, baby Tony, man. With all them receivers, even Tony Johnson, he was blocking good. I mean, they all block good.
It's
frustrating for a defensive player because when you're getting blocked by wide receivers, I know it's frustrating. He's like, man, get these little niggas out of the way. You know what I'm saying?
But right.
Them niggas pushing you up and down the field. That's frustrating. So
right. When you look at Tony, I mean, he got a muscular build, but he's not the tallest dude out there. So you look at him, he look kind of small. And I'm like, this little joker don't play. He get up in his chest. He had Denson frustrated. He ended up getting injured. Hope he get well soon. He ended up getting injured in that game. But
Oh, you talking about DeJohn?
Denson, right? Wasn't Sharif Denson? Was covering him most of the game.
DeJohn Johnson, because they say he's out for the season now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a little bit later on. I mean, but outside of the blocking, you'll give A+. It didn't seem like there was a ton of separation there. Which again, credit to their secondary. I did think they had a pretty solid secondary coming into this game. But I think once we decided, like, look, we'll just probably just lean on this shit and kind of take our little underneath shots. You know, like I said, X, that's kind of the game plan going in anyways. I thought executed pretty well in that regard. Made the plays that was there to make, but we left some out there for sure. I mean, it's hard to grade the wide receivers of me in this case because I felt like as much as, you know, maybe they didn't get, a ton of yards through the air, I put a good deal of that on, you know, some of those drive stops, you know, or the errant throws for Beck. So I guess it's, you know, still a little bit more to be determined. Nothing bad from them, though, in my humble opinion. Anything on wideouts, D-Raw?
As far as the wideouts, like you kind of hit nail on the head with Malachi Toney, man. He was just strength and conditioning is real. Strength and conditioning is real. Good. You just turned 18. Like a week ago.
Wednesday.
Just turned 18 that week, Wednesday. So
yeah.
He was 3 days. He was 3 days as an 18-year-old. He bullying these grown men.
Doing somebody who's been in the program 2 years now, doing them dirty. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing. I think CJ Daniels, he had one bad drop also. So I was kind of disappointed. He played okay. He could have been better. Like I said, again, that one pass that was to him where Kwamani intercepted. If he would have flattened his route out, I think he could have did that. Then I think he had one prior drop prior to that. Other than that, Malachi Toney did his thing. What he do, Marion? He didn't get the opportunities. Like the wide receivers really didn't get the opportunities that you know they seen like against the other opponents, mainly because the running game was working. So it's like
to their defense, kind of like you said, they know what Carson want to do too. So
yeah,
credit so to it's them like I
wasn't. Yeah, so it's like I wasn't. I really wasn't really too upset. You know what I'm saying about everything and stuff like that. So yeah, that's
solid for what they had to do. I mean, solid, if you're going to a running game, then your job now is to get in somebody's chest and move them out of the way. And I thought they did an amazing job at that. And then there's the running game, man. Mark Fletcher trying to make some money, man. You know, there was kind of, hey, I was the leader of, I thought Jordan Lyle was going to take the reins. You know, Jordan been a little banged up. I think he's, you know, like a secret weapon at this point. Because we didn't get to see a lot of him this year so far. He was suited. Could have played. But, man, we got a hell of a 1-2 punch without him. And that goes in both facets of the game, catching and running, as well as blocking, the third facet. We got a hell of a 1-2 punch at the running back position. And, you know, I think maybe they don't get some of the national accolades, like we all heard about Notre Dame, right? Everybody, how they got the best backfield. We didn't hear none of that hype with our backfield this year. So I think that's why it's a little less respect on their name. But if you watching the games, and especially the way these guys are running tough, I don't know who I'd rather see, especially for the style of football we play. I don't know if there's a running back I would rather see back there than the two we running with right now. And then, you know, hopefully by the time we get to Florida State, we can throw Jordan Lyle in there, who I think brings, you know, a little more explosion. I think, you know, the none of the three of like just like complete burners. You got Pringle, you know, I think who bring that element, you know, but he didn't get to play this game. But in this game, just man, credit to them boys for just going forward, bro. Like every run, damn near, like they push the shit out of the way and they leaning forward and carrying and pushing piles. You know, shout out to the O-line for helping them, but them legs is churning, man. Yeah. What a pickup getting Marty Brown. I was excited that he was coming, but I really didn't know. Well, hey, shoot, you know, you were saying, and I seen a couple other media people saying, hey, watch out for Marty Brown. Like, might be a real deal contributor, like, now. Like, no third. He might be, you know, getting that two rotation in. It's been a very, very beneficial pickup.
Yeah, nah, the running game was good. I think he had 150 something yards after first contact. That's important. They not going down on first hits, you know what I'm saying? And then the O-line giving them enough room to, you know what I'm saying, get them legs moving, man. Yeah, Fletcher trying to get that check this shit, man. Go ahead and do what I do, man. And again, even coming out of high school, I tell everybody, you know, fourth quarter, man, it's you don't really want to tackle him. You know what I'm saying? If he's coming at you, because your arms feeling like jello. You've been tackling all game. And you see this big 6'2", 225 guy coming at you. You like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the running backs. They did their thing. They've been holding it down. For us, man. And like you say, Lyles didn't even play. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we wasn't even full effect, and we still dominate, you know. So
I asked you when Lyles back, because he was dressed, he was on the sideline, he had his helmet. So I mean, he was available to get in the game. I didn't actually see JoJo. I meant to ask that when we was talking about the wide receivers. I forgot. Yeah. Was he suited? Because I thought I saw an image of him warming up.
Yeah, JoJo. Everybody was suited. Everybody was dressed. I don't know, man. I mean, I know some things, but yeah.
We'll get into it off the record. I think you get concerned if JoJo don't play against Florida State. Then I get concerned. Hopefully we got at least, you know, at the very least, we got another 14 games to play. Hopefully more than that. But, you know, you figure in what you got, 8 more regular season. Oh, yeah, I put too many on there. I'm sorry, my bad. You got 8 more regular season, ACC championship, that's 9, and at least 1 playoff game. So, excuse me, at least 10 more games to play, at the very least 14 total. Is the minimum we looking to play this year. So I get preserving some bodies. But I was going to ask, if you get Lyle back next week, he's fresh. How do you rotate, in your opinion?
I mean, to be truthful, I will go back to the original Lyles and Fletcher mix. Because we know Brown can be our closer. We know he could be our closer. You know what I'm saying? So you give him the Fletcher Lyles thing, and we know Lyles is the big game. He's the gamer. He's the breaker. And if that happens, then it just gives the team another dynamics that we haven't had. You know what I'm saying? I think our longest run is what, like 20 or 30 some yards, maybe.
Probably sound about right.
You know what I'm saying? So if Lyles come in, you know Lyles, he could break one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I go with that, and then, you know, second half, you still got Brown, or you could put Brown in the first half, either way like that, but we'll see how it goes, man. I was ready to play, though, for sure.
What do you think, D-Rob?
I think Marty Brown was probably the – no, well, because no, I think Keontae
– Yeah, I was about to say, now you got to go that other side, yo.
Yeah, man. Honestly, Marty Brown was a fantastic pickup. I love the way he runs the ball, man. When he gets that ball, he tuck it in tight. It's like he does not fumble. The legs keep moving. And I am so pissed off because that whistle should have never been blown. That was a touchdown.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. And then y'all said it. It's SEC officials. And I'm like, got it.
Right.
But still, that kid, man, that kid is something. That kid is something nice, man. Like, next year is gonna be him and Lyle are gonna be the 1-2 because I think Fletcher gone after this year because he's having a real. I'm impressed with what he's doing. As long as he stays healthy, I think he's gone. But man, I like what we're doing. I think when Lyle comes back, they're definitely gonna be the 1-2. I think we need his game breaking ability as far as because once he gets to the open field, nobody's going to catch him. But and then, like you said, Marty Brown's the closer. He's the third down guy. To me, I think he's the third down guy, and he's the closer because he's great out of the backfield with his receptions. He makes plays. He breaks tackles. He does everything, man. If he was running back one, like, I would have no gripe, no complaint. It wouldn't be nothing like that. I love what he do, man. I just love it.
Yeah, I wouldn't – and that's why I think, in all honesty, if we don't got the best 1-2, I definitely think we got the best 1-2-3. By the time we get Lyle back, we already have a sample size of what he could do. It's just it's been turned down this year right now so far from just being a little banged up. And you know, it's funny, fans will get all worked up and it's like, yeah, that's why you ain't the coach. We win football games. I don't really care too much about the name on the back. You know what I'm saying? I'm a lot more concerned about that you on the side of that helmet than I am the name on the back and the scoreboard reading more points for the team from Miami than the other side. We all got our favorites. We got guys. I mean, hey, I'm dying to see JoJo get more burn. We win the football. So, you know, hopefully, like I said, it turns around next week. I kind of agree, though, yeah, with X. Like, I probably go ahead and put that thunder and lightning combo because Lyle's not no little guy either. He coming in over 200 pounds as well. And then, like, it's an injured position anyway. So, as we dealing with right now, I think if we had to play him, I haven't heard nothing that would say, like, we couldn't play Jordan Lyle. I mean, it's coaches are just being smart. Like, man, we got a lot of football to play. I ain't about to risk getting them hurt when we smoking shit. Like,
yeah,
you know, everything's working. Marty Brown is not some sort of fall off to where it's like, yeah, we got to get him in the game because Marty not getting it done. But I guess overall offensive effort was I'm gonna give it. I think the timing and stuff was bad. I thought the running game was great. You know, we missed some opportunities. I'd probably give it like a solid C plus. Now when it comes to the other side of the ball, whoo.
Hit stick.
Man, A plus. And you know how the teacher lets you answer a couple of bonus questions for extra points on the test. I'm gonna give them, 115 out of 100. Like, and again, old Florida offense ain't good. But again, if you're gonna be a good team, don't let them get good on you. Right? This was a pivotal game for them. This is a game that they had to turn this shit around if they're gonna turn it around. And that offense that struggled mightily. I believe they say they got the worst PFF. Remember now, this supposed to be. Remember the dude, the radio dude that lost his shit.
Yep.
When the Miami fans had a better O line.
Yep.
I don't know his name, but I seen him go crazy before. And you know, it's all PFF says we're the number 5 offensive line in the country. Miami's at number 8. They had the lowest PFF pass blocking grade I've ever even heard of. I think it was a 23. And hey, they still saying they got NFL starters on that team, or NFL players, excuse me. But man, you talking about up front, right? You know, we got the best player in college football, and Reuben Bain. I don't think it's close. I don't think there's an argument for another player out there that is a better football player than Reuben Bain. And then not far behind him is Akeem Mezendorf, who we had high hopes for coming in. You know, he's been with us, you know, for years now, dealt with the foot deal, you know, kind of slowed him down, a little banged up, but the guys that we got playing defensive end right now, again, tell me who's better right now. I got to hear it. I got to see it. And I'm willing to hear other, you know, other teams get thrown in there. But that's a hard combination to beat right there, man. And then you look at the contributions up front, defensive tackle. You know, Justin Scott's getting comfortable. We only played three D tackles the whole game. So that speaks to their conditioning and their ability to go out there and play. You know, obviously, I mean, we got a lot of three and outs too. So, you know, they had to get out there and play a whole bunch of long drives and whatnot.
Yeah. But that's been our defense the whole season so far. Like,
right.
They haven't been on the field a long time. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the linebacker play. Wesley, Torrey, Popo, those boys playing, man. They played good.
They played damn near the whole game. Basanta Torrey played what 44 snaps and 40. Wesley played 44. Muhammad Torrey played 40. I mean, again, just out there handling business, man. Sharp.
Shouts out to that secondary, man. That damn Jacoby Thomas and Keontae Ooh. Scott. We got it.
Listen, we ain't talking about it, but Xavier Lucas has been locked down.
You know
they
what?
Don't even look his way.
D-Rob, let me tell you, it's funny you say that shit. Oh, my mama. I said, one play, he went down in the mix to get a tackle out of a run play. I said, who is six? Oh, mama, bro. I forgot because you like he's locked down. I forget about him. And that is a beautiful thing as a quarterback that you can be handling your business so well. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Bro been playing, man, top-notch ball. And then, you know, like I said, Jacoby Thomas, you know, shout out to the Ray Lewis celebration. That was fire. Where did you watch the game? Where did you watch it at?
Say what?
Where did you watch the game?
Well, I was there, and then I had left early, though. But when he got that sack, I think I was still there.
Okay. How loud was it in there?
Stadium was loud. It was like it wasn't Notre Dame loud. It was loud. Well, no. Damn, it probably was louder than Notre Dame.
Notre Dame was loud, bro. Notre Dame was loud.
It was loud.
Man, I know that place turned up when he did that. I jumped off the couch. I was chilling.
Okay, we got the sack. He got the sack. And I think the music came on, so they didn't, you know, they really didn't. The DJ played the music, I think, when he did that set. But I looked, and I'm like, oh, damn, you nigga did the Ray Lewis thing. I'm like, hold on.
Yeah, but
shouts out to him, man. And him and Scott, man, they just been. They've been good for us this season, man. And like you say, Lucas, Damari, OJ, Ethan, O'Connor, the corners, man. Listen, this team, I told the Villains yesterday, I say, listen, this team, they for real. They mean business. It ain't like they on a mission. You know what I'm saying? And
nameless, faceless opponent. You know what I mean? Like they going out there, wasn't no Gator chumps. You know, it was just like next. You know what I mean? Just all ass kicking. And let's give a big shout out to Heatherman, man. It's been something that's been repeated. But again, as you watch that game, the amount of swarming that these guys do to get to that football, crazy. That play that Bain made, we come out of trying to tackle. Lagway, you know, Lagway dumps it off. He spin out of there, get out of the trash, and goes over there to drag the dude down. That's not normal. Like
that was him and Blunt. And I was like, you see the two D linemen, them niggas run and go make the tackle.
Getting it, hustling, getting up and running, man. The swarming that goes on around this football is why this defense is special, man. I don't know what. Exactly, he did to light that particular fire and really get everybody
to buy in. I think the buy-in was easier too because it was simple. Everybody's, you know, screaming about how simple this defense is as opposed to the previous regime. I felt like you're about to say something about Heatherman, D-Rob.
Man, I remember I put the message out. A++++ higher. People had so much to say. Who is he? Minnesota don't play no. They offenses ain't like that in the B1, in the Big Ten. Man, they run the ball. Man, that dude is a defensive genius. He is super smart. He got these boys swarming. I haven't seen no read and read. I'm talking about these boys get to that ball.
It's going. It's up. It's all gas, no break, bro.
All gas, no break. And like I said, I'm extremely impressed. I know Mario gonna do what he need to do to keep him. I don't think Heatherman goes anywhere because I think he likes.
No, he got to do it again. Yeah, and he got to do it again. Look at Gidry, right? Remember how hot he was, and then immediately that he cooled off. Is like,
I think the difference in the philosophy, and then what the kids are saying is like, it's broken down to the simplest form for us. It's not all complex and it's not all crazy. Where they're like, huh? What is he talking about? Like, what are we doing? It's right. None of that going on. And like I said, man, I haven't seen a defense like this since like what, 2017? When we were swarming, when the turnover chain first jumped off, when everybody was trying to get it. That's the last time I seen the defense swarm like how they're swarming right now, man.
Goes to him, put him in the right position too.
All the players say he teaching them to attack. Hey, they don't got to do a lot of thinking. Just attack. Just do what you've been doing throughout your whole life. You've been attacking the football. You put them in position, and you know you make plays. You don't got to be thinking. You know the thinking part goes for like, you know, the Mike linebacker and maybe the safeties, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, everybody else, man, attack. Do what you've been doing, you know what I'm saying? You're a D lineman, attack the ball. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, so.
And kind of back to what you were saying about Lucas being locked down, when you look at just the safeties, again, like, the cleanup duty has been great back there. Poison looked good. I think he's been looking a little bit better week after week. I think he's gotten more and more comfortable. Jacoby Thomas, I hate we only got 1 year with this guy. He's like the embodiment of like a old school Kane safety. You know, like just somebody that's trying to be violent, trying to hurt something. You know, and that's why I thought that moment was real cool too for him to do that. Like he was getting into a little bit earlier, man. Keontae Scott didn't take a play off. I think he logged the most snaps for the team next to the quarterback. Well, Bane and Methodore out-snapped him by one on defense, though. But, yeah, on defense, 51 snaps. And he's another guy, man. You always see zero around the ball. He's just instinctive, quick, physical. He's just right where you need him every time. Like, we didn't even get to see. Remember, we brought Charles Brantley in, you know, and it was some excitement around that. Like, oh, okay, you know, he's pretty good. He was out there in Big Ten starting. He ain't even get no burn. Keontae Scott don't come off the field, dog. Like, and he's being impactful. And then on the flip side, another reason we're able to have success in that secondary is the rotation at corner is legit four players. So we can keep those guys out there and stay fresh. Like, the balance is really good. In that secondary, so these guys get a chance to get down and you know, go get a quick breather, get back in the game, and there's no fall off like and which speaks to why they're being trusted to rotate in anyways. It's night and day from last year. Everything about this team looks way more physical than it did even just a year ago. And I thought we had a good offensive team physically. But now I think they got the matching part on defense. If the defense isn't more physical, the attitude is there and the effort is there. Like, it make you, you know, reminisce on teams of past.
You know, I always say I'm a defensive dude. Always. I can't love no team that ain't playing no fire defense. Like, I'd be like, yeah, that's my team, but that shit look crazy out there. The motherfucker just having any way on offense.
Truth definitely. Be told, right? And I don't want to say this, but I'm gonna say it. And so far, just so far through four games, this defense kind of reminds me of the 2000 defense. Not the 01 defense when we won the championship. I'm talking about when we had Dan Morgan and who else was on that? Al Blades, you know, defense. And some say that team or that defense was better than the 01 defense, which I don't know why they say that. But
yeah, I heard that one. I mean, well,
yeah, I think that defense kind of reminds me of that 2000 defense where it was just so good. Like, them boys was you know, doing a lot of game tackling. Obviously, you had the best defensive player in the nation, which was Dan Morgan. Fast forward, now we got the best defensive player in the nation, which is Reuben Bain. So, I'm not saying it's that defense, but I'm just saying it kind of reminds me.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It reminds me of the glory years when things were really good. Of course, like you said, it's through four games. But that don't have to ever change. Like, your effort, and when you see teams that just legitimately gain tackle, especially at the college level, you see a lot of teams where it's like, this dude ends up on the island, you know, and the next thing you know, all he got to do is beat one guy, two guys, and it's over with. And he just scrambled all the way up the field. And I'm like, where the hell was the rest of the team? Like, what happened so that everybody got washed out? Versus what I'm seeing with us is, You got to get around a lot of people. You know, now, granted, we haven't played a team that's gonna that really tries to attack you vertically a lot. But that's kind of what's come first, the chicken or the egg, right? Like, is it because of the work that you know, the secondary's doing? USF took a few shots. But you know, or is it the identity of the teams? And that's the thing, you know. What they say, you know, when they say make fights, I'm thinking I'm missing the first word. Matchups make fights or something like that. I'm fucking saying up. But bottom line is, like, it's going to look a little different week to week regardless. So the key for you and the key for a good team is the ability to adjust and do what it takes to win. And that's why I love this victory, because it wasn't a fan like the casual fan game. Because a casual fan want to see 45-10 and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because they're not into the nuance of the game. But what I loved was, wow, I think our offense is being a little sluggish, especially in the passing game. And we're dominating. And we are completely smacking them around. We look bigger, stronger, faster, more attitude than the team that we lining up against. And this is a rivalry game. This is the old school rivalry game. We probably won't get to play them again. Who knows? Like, I don't know when that shit gonna happen again. I doubt they ever schedule us again. You know, we gonna get
I don't know if they want us. They definitely don't want to come to Miami no more. They might not want us to come to the Swamp. They might want to schedule us in Orlando, because that seems to be the only place they can be.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, they're going to try that Orlando shit on us again. But, yeah, wrapping the game up, man, just overall dominance. Like, I don't care that it wasn't more points. It was disappointing to me in real time, only because I know we left some points out there. But you look at last year's champs, right? They dropped two games. They lost to a Michigan team who couldn't move the ball at all, right? Like, we already knew that going into the game. The measure of good teams, man, you win. You find a way to win, and it ain't always going to look the same. Hell, even our 0-1 team to win it all. Like, every game, go back. You don't just blow everybody out week to week. There's going to be matchup issues. There's going to be good coaching that's going to say, hey, I think we can do this. And if we can do this, we can at least slow them down, right? We can at least slow them down. And that's going to happen. But the bottom line is, if your team's good, you find a way to win. And I think right now, man, we got everything we need. As long as we stay healthy at QB, We're gonna be a hell of a team to beat. We're gonna be a hell of a team to beat for the rest of this year. But speaking on, I know we want to get into this before we wrap up. The scheduling thing, right? So now the ACC is implementing a new schedule.
Probably had to talk on that. I didn't even check into it just yet. So I think they say we go to the it's something similar to what the SEC doing. They going to a 9-game schedule instead of an 8.
It's 9. It's 9 conference games, but you have to play 10 Power 4 conference games. So basically, like, you'll have your 2 cupcakes, then you'll have 1 Power 4 team outside of the conference, and then the rest is conference game. That's all what they're doing now.
Yeah, so that'll be.
But see, so that
next year you've got to play 9 conference games.
But see, now it's going to change, because now with the SEC moving to their schedule, we're probably going to lose that game with South Carolina next year. We're going to have to reschedule it. Because if they're going to 9 games, their out of conference game is Clemson.
It's Clemson, they right?
Clemson, yeah. So they're gonna scrap our game, and we're gonna have to find and see somebody who gonna want to play us.
Who I didn't even think about who else we got next year.
We can schedule the Cupcake Gators again, right? I mean,
it would be nice, but they play Florida. They got Florida State, so we. Right.
I think they are in talks with because this is something I heard. I don't know how true it's going to be. I heard it's some communication with the annual Notre Dame versus Miami. I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but I've heard it's some communications about they want that game to be every year. So we'll see. Hopefully.
I'm going to tell you, what they probably going to do is they're going to look and see, because the Big 12 doesn't have a nine game conference schedule. So they're probably going to look into that conference and see if they can possibly pluck a game from somebody, like do a home and home or something like that, because you're not going to get it with the Big Ten because of how their schedule is. You're not going to do it with the SEC. So the only options that you have is going to be the Big 12. Notre Dame, I don't think they're going to adopt it, because like you said, they're talking about if they do some type of thing with schedule, they'll jump into the Big Ten or the SEC like ASAP. More than likely, it's probably going to be the Big Ten.
That deal they got? They got a deal right now where they got
a deal with
X amount of ACC games.
Yeah, but it'll be null and void with all the changes and all that stuff being made. It'll all be null and void, man.
With the SEC doing
what they did with this new scheduling thing, like I said, a lot of games getting canceled for the next year and beyond, for the next 4 years. Like, if we have SEC games on the schedule, they're getting canceled. So that South Carolina home and home is probably going to be done. And they're going to have to be scrambling looking for somebody else.
We'll take Oregon State. They
still. Yeah.
Boy, they won a game yet. Sheesh. That's hard to do.
How bad of a mistake was Malik Murphy? Like, you had a good situation at Duke. Like,
yeah, I didn't get that. I didn't get that one.
Somebody was in his ear probably telling him, hey, he can go here and do this, do that. And it didn't work out for him. And now look at him. Man, he's scrambling. He's
talking about looking awful right now. But that'd be interesting to see what the full impact of that's going to be. That'd be, you know, next year. Yeah, that's our out of conference. And then this, we got FAM and Central Michigan. So, yeah, we'll have to scramble around, see if we can get one more person to come suffer. But we can go out there and kick their ass, whichever way they want to line it up. But yeah, we the Gators, no time soon. Like I told y'all last show, you know, I won't see them in the playoffs. So I don't know when we'll have an opportunity to play them again. So I'm glad we ended it the way we did, putting the boys to bed. And the boys were eating Gator in the locker room. Shout out to the fans that was in there.
Shout out there to Category 6. They took the Gator in there, man. Had them boys eating fried Gator. Yes, I mean, grilled Gator.
Yeah, barbecue Gator. Still had head on that thing. crazy. Yeah, man. Dominant performance, dominant team. It is what it is. And as usual, man, see you in the playoffs, bitch. We out.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.